Hello, welcome back to episode 4 of Dog Talk. I'm Joe Marin. I'm joined with Perrin Barnes. For our last episode, I want to take it down a little bit of a different road. So last episode with Trey was on, we kind of talked about using your platform and what that kind of means for us athletes and obviously former athletes. But it's kind of a slippery slope like we talked about before. You can kind of talk about certain things, but there's some things that I think a lot of backlash comes from. And I just wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit on what you think. I mean, I have my thoughts, but
yeah, like I know we talked about just politics in general. Honestly, it's like you see it with the biggest athletes, like when LeBron was speaking out against like in the Black Lives Matter movement, or actually it was before that, he was talking about injustices, and like a woman was like, shut up and dribble, like you're gonna get immediate backlash, but you're also gonna get support. So it's like you got to realize, like, don't try to worry about pleasing everyone, just kind of like stick for what you believe in. And then that comes in the form of like I post like if there's like something that happened in the media, I'll post that if I believe, like, oh, say it's like injustices, regardless of its gender, race, sexuality, if I believe it and I back it, I'll post it. And if people don't like what I post, they can just unfollow me. That's their choice.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of like what we talked about last episode with Trey, and like we all kind of touched on, like, it's nice. I mean, I wouldn't say it's nice, but it's weird, like we talked about before. It's weird to have that kind of like spotlight on you, because you don't really think about it as like college athlete. Like we yeah. don't feel like anyone any different than anybody else, but that like kind of spotlight puts you in a weird spot where, like we said before, people actually care about what you have to say. And it's an interesting thing that, like, you can say certain things, and it's kind of like you said. I mean, I have my own thoughts, and I post what I want. I don't care if people unfollow me, but it's a weird thing, because we live in a day and age where, like, it seems as if we're in a very divided country, which I never thought I would be alive for something that feels more divided than the world that I was born into. But I mean, I think it goes deeper than like most things. I mean, like, I don't know if you've seen this stuff with like Leah Thomas, the transgender woman at Penn, with like the swimming stuff. Like, that's taken over, and that's something that, like, I mean, it's almost weird, because it feels as if like everything has to have a side.
Yeah.
And it's weird that like people want, it's like, it's a normal, like, it almost feels as if like every normal conversation you have nowadays, like, you get
people just have opinions.
Yeah, exactly. And it's almost weird. It's an interesting concept, because it's like, it's the same thing with, like, you go to, like, look at the Grammys, like, Will Smith, Chris Rock. Oh, who do you think is, like,
who's right?
And it's just,
why can't they both be wrong? Why can't they both? There's not a right or wrong. It's a whole spectrum.
It's and it's a very interesting, like, thing to look at, because it's so bizarre to me that, like, you have to pick a side, or it's like Kanye and Pete Davidson. Like, I know it's like not sports related, but like it's always odd to me that like people want you to pick a side. And I think that's like what we touched on last time, like people like somewhat care what you think, so like you can post something about it. But it's like interesting that people are, I mean, you can receive backlash, and that's cool. Like, I know last year when we put on the march on campus, like, we opened it up to everybody. Like, Trey and I kind of like got a couple other people together, sat down with people, and like put it all together. But like, I mean, we received, like, there was comments on like the Butler football Instagram and like the Twitter, and it's just like, it's a weird thing that like we live in a world where like you're allowed to use that platform, but at the same time, like, people actually care what some 21-20 year old kid thinks that much, that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, even like back, you were talking about
Leah Thomas,
the swimmer. Like, I know people came up to me as like, oh, Perrin, what do you think about that? And, like you're an athlete. So, like, well, what if you went to, like, a women's locker room? And I was like, well, I mean, I don't feel the certain ways that I'm sure Leah feels. So, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, why are you asking me? Oh, because you're an athlete? Okay. Well, I'm in a completely different situation.
Yeah.
I don't have all the information I need. And then, like, also, it's kind of like what you're saying on social media. There's so many just hate comments, but they're all hiding behind a screen, because you would never do this in person. Yeah. And it's like, people don't realize athletes are people too.
Yeah.
They treat them like an entity, and like they just hide behind the screen. So they just say whatever they want to say.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's hard, because if you're in college and you're getting all this, you have to deal with academics, you have to deal with the media, you got to deal with your sport. And now you're getting a bunch of honestly, probably like 12 to 18 year old just bashing you, even older people, honestly, mm-hmm. like for no reason. And that's like a lot of pressure that we feel. Like we're talking about the mental health and stuff, like you got to deal with all that stuff. And people don't understand that, which is kind of the real, a big problem I see with like these controversial topics.
No doubt. And then I mean, that kind of transitions to the other thing I want to talk about. I think we live in an age that's very weird, that it's almost as if you can't be multifaceted, like, in any respect. Like, if you're an athlete, like, it's the, I mean, I get it. It's a preconceived notion, like, oh, you're a jock. And that's cool. Like, that's, I mean, like, I've never, like.
Yeah, you're a football player, so you really get that.
Yeah, exactly. And I've never felt like that. Like, I was a jock. Like, I mean, I like to think that I've done well at school. But it's just a very odd thing. Like, I watch the Pat McAfee show, and they touched on it about, like, a week ago, how it's, like, these players are seen as, like, no matter the sport, like, you can be a soccer player, you can be a baseball player, basketball player, football player, whatever, tennis, golf, but, like, you're put in this box, and it's so odd to me that, like, when people try to branch out of that box, that's when people get upset. Like, we're only supposed to listen to politicians for politics. We're only supposed to listen to, like, the news people, like, the weatherman for weather. Like, why can't, like, you know, it's this very odd thing. Like, they kind of touched on, I know, like, A.J. Hawk, they both played in the NFL, but they kind of talked about, like, players will do, like, business moves outside of football. Like, I know, like, Tyler Lockett just got, like, put through as, like, a real estate broker and stuff, like, or real estate agent, whatever. And it's, like, interesting because people find that as, like, selfish, as if you're not, like, only, like, focused on one thing. Like, I don't think that people realize, like, outside of the sports world, like, it's still a normal thing to, like I, even us, like, I think people – it's like a preconceived notion across, like, people that don't play sports on campus, whether in Greek life, whatever it is, they have this, like, kind of thought that, like, you only do that. Like, I have sports, like, I have a social life outside of it, and, like, it's – people assume you only do, like, those type of things. Yeah. Like, I read, like, I cook, like, I do things that I don't think people, like, think
that athletes do. Yeah, exactly. Like, they also realize, like, you're an athlete, cool, but you're not going to be an athlete your whole life. It's impossible. Yeah. Your body at some point is just going to not let you, and you have to develop skills early to, like you have to know how to manage money. You have to know how to, like, cook. You have to know how to read because, I mean, reading's everything. You have to know how to write because you have to use those skills beyond your athletics. So, like, I don't understand how people would say, oh, no, you're a basketball player. Just play basketball. Yeah. Like, that's just not how you live in the world.
Yeah. That is one thing I will say, though. Like, that, like, transition, like, I know I'm done now. But, like, that transition out is something that's so bizarre that I don't think people understand. Like, I guess I didn't realize how – it's, like, it's funny to say now, but, like, I didn't realize how many hours were in a day because now it feels like I get everything done. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
You have, like, 4 hours chunked off.
Like, yeah, oh, exactly. And it's not, like, that structured where, like, I know, like, okay, not even until, like, 10 o'clock after I get everything done, eat, whatever. That's when I'm going to have my time. And it's, like – I think it helps in the workplace because I've seen it already. Like, I go into my job and, like, people leave early. Like, people do different things. And it's just a very odd thing. Like, we're structured in such a way, but, like, I don't know. It's just very odd that, like, it seems, and it's not even just a sports thing. Everyone's put in a box, and it's just a very weird place that we live in right now because you're put in a box. You got to have a decision on what, like, you think. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to have a decision on what side you reside on for every little thing. And it's just, it's interesting. And I don't know. I feel like social media and everything is putting us in a very weird spot.
It's just making it seem way bigger than it. Not even making it seem, it's making it bigger than it is because you're connected with everyone on the world, not just like the people in your general circle.
Yeah. Well, that concludes episode 4 of Dog Talk. And this is our last episode.
Fourth and last, yes, sir.
So we'll see y'all.